Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Live from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Yeah, Monstrous Monday. You know how we do it. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. Hot new music. And mine, this is called Spice Girl. Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday. Online radio.
Need a Spice Girl. Ziggy, ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Pause when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Ziggy, ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Freaking little mama. Said she on a diet, so she only eat bananas. Always in your prime. Other women don't align. And when I'm off work, then you know it's bedtime. So let's go. Let's hit that I-5. Get away from BS. Don't waste no downtime. I don't ever like them bougie. That's the type that won't assume me. And when we get together, hit it like Viva forever. I wanna know, is this real or fake? Do I have a chance or am I paving ways? I'm trying to find a reason not to say your name. Like you, there's no look-alike. I need a Spice Girl. Ziggy, ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Ziggy, ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a British girl. Got a show in London. Won't you come around? Put you on the list, it's nothing. You say you gotta work, cause you're studying for masters. Women fine, but pony on the camera. They deceiving, super thieving. They finish come and go, like when they weaving. I never listen to the scheming type. Yeah, I want the sporty, scary ginger spice. I wanna know, is this real or fake? Do I have a chance or am I paving ways? I'm trying to find a reason not to say your name. Like you, there's no look-alike. I need a Spice Girl. Ziggy, ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Ziggy, ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a... My girl's a Spice Girl. Her world's in my world. And most of all, she's fine to me. And in line with the infatuation I feel. I need a Spice Girl.
Yeah, how many of y'all... If I can get this off, I'm over here eating my food. Sorry, I'm multitasking. How many Spice Girls we got out there? Some of y'all say y'all spicy, but y'all just salty. Check it out, J3, when I'm with you. Independent artists, remixes, and the majors. This dude right here from Minnesota. Stand up, y'all. J3 in the house. Let them know we're spinning on my Monstrous Radio.
You're so good and you know it. I bet all the fellas want it. But too bad they know I'm on it. I know your heart before it was broken. Got you mine, so I show it. Don't tell me that you're all alone. Cause I've been waiting for you to get home. So you waiting for me. And I'ma be there shortly. I know you had a dog key.
nobody, just me and you. Just in the lights, you know I'm coming. You got them vacays on your showing. Got you mine, so I show it. Don't tell me that you're all alone. 'Cause I've been waiting for you to get home. So you waiting for me, and I'ma be there shortly. I know you had a dog key. I know it's going down when I'm with you.
Yeah, we got all kinds of hot music over here. Got something else for y'all coming up. Lil Ron got a twist to it. But I got Pop, Carrie, and Sang up next.
It's your girl, Carrie and Sang. And you are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E Monster. KS, baby. Mwah, mwah.
This is called Pondy Wall, Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday.
Let's go, y'all. Hello, what up?
Come test me, test me. Why come arrest me? Turn the wall and show me who the best be. Test me, test me. Why come undress me? Turn the wall and show me who the best be. Test me, test me. Why come arrest me? Turn the wall and show me who the best be. Test me, test me. Why come undress me? Turn the wall and show me who the best be.
Ain't gonna lie when you do it like that. Boy, you give me all into it.
Take you to the limit, test your brain like they say, D. I'm all you really need, baby. I'll make your trip sweat, grab your lips sweat, place it on me. Hey. Climb it like a ladder, feel it now your bladder. That's why this is all over, girl, your bad, but what me bother? Your man, I walk you right away, you mean, say you rather. But put him my left with the data.
Come test me, test me. Why come arrest me? On the wall and show me who the best be. Test me, test me. Why come undress me? On the wall.
Show me who the best be. Test me, test me. Why come undress me? Turn the wall.
Yeah, Carrion Tank, right here on Monstrous Radio Live. It is a monstrous Monday, a Monday night where we get y'all ready for the week. We got independent artists, we got remixes, and we got the majors. You dig? So it looks like one of the monsters are called in. So let's go ahead and we done did a little warm up. Let's go ahead and get into the show a little bit. So what's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling tonight? Hello.
It's all good in the hood, in the hood, in the hood. Yeah, hey.
That's what's up. It's always good to hear somebody else, you know what I mean, that's feeling monstrous and out there, you know what I mean, making it do what it do. So, you know how we always do it around here. Why don't you go ahead and give us a monstrous radio urban weather report. We used to have a weatherman, y'all. We used to pay him in food stamps and canned goods, but now he think he too good, and when we catch him, we going to bust his ass. But why don't you go ahead and help us out and give us the weather, what's going on here in the Twin Cities tonight.
Twin Cities tonight is 68 lovely degrees. Nice and cool, but yet just a wonderful night. Fall-like weather coming in, creeping in kind of slow, creeping in real good. I'm liking it. And so get them hoodies, get them that blanket, get them back doors, fires going. Yeah, it's about to go down. 68, y'all.
Right,
enjoy
right.
your night.
Right. Right. Make sure y'all get your Monstrous Radio hoodies. You can ask for an invoice at monsterusradio@gmail.com, or you can connect with either one of us or anything on our social pages. It's either going to be Monster US Radio or DJ E Monster. We're getting this Unbelievable. Her page is up and going, but those will be up and popping. So we'll have, so you guys can connect with her directly here real soon. So I guess let's just go ahead and get into the entertainment news and throw it out there. Let's keep it real. I mean, I know Trump had the nation divided, but I don't think nothing had the nation more divided than this fight that went on over this weekend. Hello. I mean, did you see all the drama that built up between it? Did you?
I seen all the drama. I did. And I must say, McGregor was being so disrespectful, calling him a boy, you know, showing him all his stance, what he was gonna do. So the hype, yeah, it was hyped up like Vegas does it. You know what
they
I'm saying?
Yeah, they definitely sold that show. They definitely did. A lot of people was calling it the Rocky and Apollo fight.
No.
It is what it is. The Rocky and Apollo fight. Remember Apollo Creed?
Never.
Rocky,
never.
The black guy.
Yes,
right,
that's
right.
What I'm saying. Never.
Well, I mean,
okay.
Well, right. I mean, he wasn't no Rocky, but I mean, if you want to go by statistics, it went down like the movie. Rocky got his ass whooped the first time, didn't he? Apollo whooped that ass. If I'm not mistaken, he had to come back and then get it.
But McGregor never did that. So, come on. I mean, we're talking about McGregor, an MMA fighter. This was an MMA fight / boxing match. Come on. This is not pound for pound true boxing. I don't care. This is not a welterweight. Mm-hmm. This is not a heavyweight. This is not a lightweight. It's none of those. He could not.
Okay,
you cannot put McGregor in any of those categories, never having a fight. You just can't. Okay.
Okay. You just skipped out the whole fight. I mean, we got to get to that part at the end. So I'm going to go ahead and get her Woosa on.
Woosa. Go ahead.
Come out. Yeah. Everybody thought McGregor was going to come out, knock Mayweather out real quick, because they saying he was an MMA fighter. He was all this stronger, and all Mayweather does is run and all this other stuff. But apparently, the man is a champion for a reason. You dig? He was 49-0 getting in the ring. So anything any one of y'all got to say was really irrelevant. but so he got in there. And from what I see from social media, I haven't had a chance to see the fight actually itself, but I'm just saying rumor has it. This is the who's bumping who and who's getting fat. But, you know, it's almost like rumor gossip. But, you know, I heard, you know, Mayweather pretty much put it on him. You know, he didn't run. I heard he had some problems at some time, but he handled them. You know, from what they say, they called the fight. I've seen a little pieces of that. Now, you know that guy that goes like, that dude that does that comedy stuff talking about, your knees is getting wobbly, big fella. You don't want to do that, big fella. Get down, big fella.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. He obviously, I tried to get him on the show here on Monsters Radio interview with us. I was so close, so close. But yeah, he did a little drop, a video drop that he did of it. And it was pretty funny. You dig? He was showing, it was on a thing. It was, what was it called? It was like the McGregor fans today. And they basically was getting, show, you know, people getting mad, whatever, whatnot. And from what I've seen from the video footage, you know, people don't understand why the fight got thrown. But obviously from what they're saying, I mean, they say, Mayweather walked him down, all kinds of things. He was aggressive. He didn't do all that extra like he usually does. And from what it sounds like, it was a pretty good fight. Now I did hear about some low blows that didn't get called, some punching in the back of the head that probably should have got called, didn't get called. But you know, so on and so forth. But I mean, what did you hear about the fight? Did you see the fight?
I did not. I was not going to waste my time. Only because I am a true boxing fan, okay? That was not boxing to me. But besides that, Husa, right. I did,
well,
you know, I heard that McGregor, you know, fought like an MMA fighter, you know, with wanting to use the elbows and wanting to use the behind, you know, because they fight, they're martial arts. So his intentions were to want to start to use those tactics, you know, so he had to keep reminding himself, I'm boxing. Yeah, I'm brawling. I'm not putting all those combinations together. So for me, He was doing what he was trying to do as far as the boxing sector of MMA fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So, for him to last four rounds, you know, good, because I know in that sport, you fight till you knock a tooth out or you bleed or, you know, you can't stand no more, you know, you broke something or a concussion, whatever. So for Mayweather
that,
Hold on.
Not only that, think about it, people. When they MMA fight, they go 5 minutes straight. 5 minutes straight. Was it two rounds? Maybe three at the max. 5 minutes straight. They broke that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
What, 3 minutes a round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So he lasted four. So he's in his element. So after the fourth, he was tired. And so, you know, boxers are trying to go 15 to 12. There's a big difference
right
there. And after pretty much after the fourth round, that's when the boxer starts really kicking in to let's go. Because, you know, to the four, they don't wore each other out. They don't play. They don't hug each other up in the ring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless
it was
Mike Tyson, you know, who just got it done, you know, who got it done and just wanted to. But, you know, that's boxing. Now, okay. Ooh, stop. Let me go back to this fight. Okay.
Ain't nobody trying to go back to that. I mean, don't get
me
wrong.
Saying.
Tyson. I love all that. But ain't nobody trying to go back to them 30-second fights, pay all that money to pay-per-view.
But it was
the last one round. Ain't nobody trying to go back to that.
Pound for pound, though. It was pound for pound. It was boxing. Okay, Musa. Okay, back to this.
Right.
So after the fourth, you know, Mayweather's ready to fight. He's ready to box. But he has no one to box because this guy is tired. Because he done expended his 5 minutes. So... yeah, I could watch it on live stream on Facebook. I'm just saying. But nice payout for both of them. It is what it is.
Right. At the end of the day, they both won. I don't care what nobody say. with all that money, they both won. I don't care what nobody say. But, yeah, I mean, think about it. Okay, we'll just say hypothetically, even if they go three five-minute rounds in MMA, right? That's three, that's 15 minutes total. In a 10-round
fight. That's 30 minutes in boxing.
Mm-hmm.
You did, that's 30 minutes. So, I mean, he kind of was at a disadvantage going in there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll give him about another good 2-3 years. He's probably going to be crushing people, and he probably would have walked, not walked through, but he would have gave Mayweather a more hard fight than he gave him Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Reason why I say that is mm-hmm. because he basically kind of like trained himself to become a boxer. Let's keep it real. MMA, they don't box. No, they don't. They slug it out. They don't box. They don't step, bob, weave, turn. They don't know about tucking in the shoulder and stepping to the side and sliding under a punch. You dig? They don't know about that. They know about rushing and pushing against the gate and, like you said, be a thug and thug it out and mash it and da-da-da. And boxing is more finesse. And, you know, he kind of had the advantage from get-go. This is a well-known dude, for known for finesse boxing. And you're going to throw a dude who's just really learning to box. Where was the advantage? My bad. Did I let the cat out the bag? Where was the advantage?
Okay, I'm going to keep it 100. Where was the fight? Hello?
Vegas.
Only Vegas.
Yeah, so
but there is a fight that's coming up pretty soon, though. I'll let y'all know tomorrow who the next fight is coming up. Yeah.
Right, okay. That's what's up. So, let me see. Don't tell me I took it out. Oh, my goodness. I already took it out. You know, that's just really bad. That's really bad. I had the Migos fight night. I was going to put that up, but I don't have it. So we're gonna play another track.
You know,
we're gonna see what really
can you play.
Really bothering
can
me.
You?
Unbelievable.
I know
about boxing. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! But, can you play some Kendrick Lamar? Can you? I just need to request some Kendrick Lamar tonight because he did his thing on the VMAs last night. So I'm gonna request mm-hmm. some Kendrick Lamar tonight if you have some, because I will tell you how many awards he won last night on the VMAs when we come back, and I tell y'all what my problem is with boxing, and then we'll go into the VMAs. Boom.
Oh, snap. Okay. Here we go. I think some people might get humbled on this one.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
Monstrous Monday.
Yeah.
We live, y'all.
I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, but that's a nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips, in fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo, babe, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie girl with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble. Hold up, bitch. Sit down. Hold up, be humble. Hold up, bitch. Sit down. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the fuck off my stage. I'm the same man. Get the fuck off my dick. That ain't right. I make a play fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama couch in polo sock. Ay, this shit way too crazy. Ay, you do not amaze me. Ay, I blew cool from AC. Ay, Obama just paged me. Ay, I don't fabricate it. Ay, most of y'all be faking. Ay, I stay modest about it. Ay, she elaborated. Ay, this that Grey Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk. Watch my soul speak, you let the meds talk. Ay, if I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
on. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down.
Yeah, I guess they don't humble McGregor's ass on Saturday, didn't they? They humble the world. They don't humble the world.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so all right. So all right, before we get into how you feel about what boxing is today, I just want to send a shout-out to the Mayweather camp for getting that 50-0. No matter what people say, no matter how they want to criticize or whatever, at the end of the day, the numbers tell you everything. Salute, brother. You wanted a goal. You accomplished it. So, hey, from a man to another man in America, salute, brother. Salute. So, all right, so let's go ahead and talk about boxing of today compared to boxing when we were coming up younger. We won't get into no time frames, but y'all probably put it together by the boxing we start throwing out here. Any comments on age will get you hung up on immediately. So when you call in 424-243-9649 and you press 1, you can definitely tell us how you feel about what we're talking about. But you get to talk about eight, I'm going to get you. You dig? That's all you're going to hear. Yeah, Blog Talk is now not accepting your call. That's all you're going to get. So let's go ahead and talk about boxing of yesterday compared to today. So why you say what you were saying earlier, and please go back over it. I mean, what is it with boxing? I mean, you say you don't like to fight because why? Because why ain't you like to fight?
Okay. So the fight to me wasn't – when you have, like, fights, when you watch the fights that have the welterweight, that have the heavyweight, that have the middleweight, everybody have a class weight. So when I look at Mayweather, he fluctuates between the classes. So with that comes the strength and comes the power and comes the finesse and all that. So right now, there's really no heavyweight champion because he cannot get to that weight class. He's got welterweight. He's got, you know, all the other ones below there because it's like 130 and below. And he has to, on a daily, he's not carrying that much weight. So he gets himself up to that weight. But there's no power coming from that weight. You see what I'm saying? So he's never going to fight a heavyweight champion who's at their max weight to say, oh, I'm going to beat them. So you're never going to see a pound-for-pound heavyweight champion like we did when it came to Royce George Jr., when it came to George Foreman, when it came to Mike Tyson. Those were true pound-for-pound fighters who was finessed with it. When I see Mayweather, he just wears his components down by the techniques of boxing, like you were saying, with the, you know, going this way, going that way, strategy, going one under, watching how it, don't get me wrong, that's boxing as well, but that's of today. Like you said, you didn't like Mike Tyson. 30 minutes, he's like, okay, boom, 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 bam, you're good. That means you're not powerful enough like me. You see what I'm saying? I came, I conquered, that's what I want to do. Sorry to give y'all a show. Even with Evander Holyfield, they were pound for pound. They would go round for round with their strength in boxing. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't this, let's run around the room. You barely saw them, run around the boxing ring. You barely saw that running. Man, I'm standing in the middle of that ring and we going at it. So that's my problem with boxing.
That's it. Right.
And I'm going to rock your head, and you're going to have blood on eyes and all that.
And I'm glad you said that part right before I said what I'm about to say, because I will have to say, back in the day, it might be a little funny to y'all, and we used to laugh at our parents when they used to do it, but as we got older, we did the same thing. There's a lot of, in boxing today. Back when we was little, it was more in the living room. Your parents was, like, I can't believe he just took that punch and he's still standing. You did?
Exactly.
There were, like, epic fights. Like, let's see, what was their name?
was it Marvelous Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray, or Sugar Ray and her?
Sugar Ray Leonard?
Yes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Woosah over here, Woosah.
And I think a lot of people, they kind of didn't like that kind of style as much today, I guess, back then as they do today. Like the whole boxing, straight boxing, being a boxer finesse, like, they wasn't into that back then. They was into a fight, but that's what made another dude so great. Like Sugar Ray, he had the finesse and the power to knock your head off at the same time. You give him Sugar Ray a five-piece combo, and you taking a biscuit and a Coke home. Get it? I'm just saying, because you need the ice.
Monster, who was, I can't remember who was the Mexican. Who was the Mexican who was really good? And
ooh,
he's still kind of
boxing. Roberto Duran. Wait. Okay, the Mexican would probably have to be Roberto Duran, but the Puerto Rican.
And then there was another
Camacho.
One, Puerto Rican. Yes, baby. Yes. See what I'm saying? Man, you bet. And then there's one more. I can't remember his name, but there's one more. I think he's Puerto Rican too. But I'm just saying.
Yep.
These were boxers.
I know what you're talking about. Yep. Yes.
These were boxers. I know they're looking at boxing like, please, someone bring it back. Please, someone bring it back. Because what I loved was when you sat down and you watched each fight, you knew you were going to get a good fight from the beginning till end. Now you just wait till the main event. You don't look at the other ones. Even when the other ones, you're like, ooh, and then the next one, yeah. And then by the time the main event came, you were hyped because you had good boxing all the way. Now, I wish I would give $6,500
right.
to that. It's not worth it. They like Olympic fighters to me right now.
Right.
Yeah, I said it. Olympic fighters.
You get a little more action out them Olympic fighters too, a little more heart. That and the amateurs. If you ever get a chance, go check out some amateur fighting. Girls and Boys Club. They got all kinds of. They got them everywhere. Google it if you got to. Great place to go. It's to help keep kids off the streets for a great program. Teach kids how to protect themselves. And also, a lot of people think, oh, you're teaching them to fight. No, you're teaching them discipline. You dig? Like, one of the things I learned when I became a boxer was discipline. Like, you just don't beat up anybody. You can let somebody talk crap to you a little more. As a matter of fact, a lot more. Because you know why? At the end of the day, you know you'll pep that ass. Just don't come over here hitting on me. You're not finna bully me. You're not finna do all that extra stuff. No. But you dig? You just don't, you're not supposed to jump off. Your boxing coach will get on. Your boxing team will get on you if you be out there just trying to beat up people. But amateurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great.
Yep, amateur. Shout out to Gizzy. He was an amateur. He's just turned pro. One love, young man. Shout out to Gizzy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Big shout out to him. Big shout out to him for sure.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into this VMA. I didn't get a chance to see it. I know. I'm so horrible. I'm gonna watch it after the show. I'm trying to fall asleep. So you've seen some of it. So what you?
I did.
I mean, give us a scoop. Give us a scoop. What's the Monstrous Radio scoop on the VMA Awards yesterday?
Okay, the scoop on the VMA Awards was Kendrick Lamar. 5 VMAs. Hands down, just took it all to me. Different people cleaned up. He got one. Like I said, Kendrick Lamar won. What's that name of that? Dream? No. Well, it was one of the groups who, you know, lost. No, it's a girls group. And one of the girls, she, you know, I guess she's no longer a part of the group. I don't know the group.
Mm-hmm.
Girls group ain't the same girls group anymore. But they won. I don't know how, but they won. And then the highlight for me, and this is crazy, was Taylor Swift's world premiere video. Now,
okay.
The world premiere video
was a diss.
It was a diss to Katy Perry. Now, the diss to Katy Perry, well, she was in the song talking about, "You made me do this." So, basically, you started it, I'ma finish it. So, she had, like, a whole bunch of, I would say, alter egos singing different parts of her song, dissing her. It was so, like, yes. She had, like, a snake woman, you know, like, I'm stabbing you in the back, you know. She had, I mean, the creativity of this video was, she went there. She went there. Yes. She had, it almost looked like a Beyonce video. That's how she went there. She was dancing. She had a girl, like, backing her. She had a little Katy Perry lookalikes. Oh, she went there.
Wait, she said she had the lookalike. Wow. Guess I ain't denying that one. Whoa.
No. Yeah. Whoa. She was talking about their friendship, all that. I was like, oh, dang. Katy Perry, you might as well just stop. Stop.
Demi Lovato's voice
sounded... She might as well stop. Demi Lovato's voice sounded really good. Now, there was this one, Lord. I don't know if she was supposed to sing, but I don't know if this was her dancing. All she did was dance on the stage and was doing these, like, crazy-looking moves. And they were, like, screaming and hollering. Now, I was trying to wonder out why, because it didn't make no sense, but it made sense to them.
Okay.
So, to me, the VMAs was just different. The jokes were stale. Like, they made a JonBenet joke. They made people like they were out. It was
John
just
Benet.
Bad hosting. They
John
did a
JonBenet
joke. Yes.
Oh, wow. Still too
exactly.
Cold.
Yeah, it was just unnecessary. So,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Taylor Swift, she tried. She just don't need to host nothing again. No. I'm sorry. Stick with the singing. Stick with the singing, my girl. Yes. Other than that, no, sir, no ma'am. Nope.
But why?
Kendrick Lamar stayed humble.
And dragged them. They stayed humble.
No.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know you had to get
wasn't nothing to write home
like
about.
The album for the minute. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and he won for, like, video. He won for, like, he won for a lot of, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff that you wouldn't think about. But then they were saying how he's one of the best lyrical rappers out here. Like, his musicality and his lyrics just takes people there. So, interesting.
Okay. Yeah, because some of his songs showing up get me hyped up. I'm just saying, I be jumping around like I'm all young and shit, about to break a hip in the club. It is what it is. Again, shout out to Kendrick Lamar, all his awards and everything he got. So, hey, we're going to take a music breather right quick, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more. You dig? Monsters Radio Live, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Let me see. Do they got a drop? I think they do.
Hey, this is Tia, and right now you're listening to my new single, Love Me or Leave Me. What's up, guys? This is Tanir, and right now you're listening to my new single, Love Me or Leave Me.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to
So fair. We can do whatever you like, no, man.
Online radio. It's the My Spirit Radio. Online radio with a rock.
Real cold. Stop these whispers. We both know what we came here to do.
Damn it, I knew that was going to happen. I had a new track to play, but obviously I can't get to it fast enough. Unbelievable. Oh, it's a new song. It's got Drum and Cardi B on it, but I can't seem to find it now.
Oh no. How did you lose that?
I don't know. Somebody got to beat up the DJ. I probably shouldn't have said that. But let me see. Let me see. Is it at the bottom? There we go. It's at the bottom. Here we go. It's called Cute. It's a remix. Big shout out to my Nerve DJ family. Big shout out to Johnny O and Big F. Get it. New music. Something you ain't never ever heard before. Live radio. Monsters Radio. Eat Monster.
That shit just happens. By her reaction, you would think I've been the man. You make
it's unbelievable.
Like even though it's cliche, I saw you on your Instagram. And I think you're cute. I think you're cute. Oh, yes, I do. I think you're cute. I think you're cute. I think you're cute.
I think you're cute. pick. I choose you like a Pokemon. I choose you, your selection one. I got money, you got money too, so let's go half on rent. When I buy you a new purse, it's cause you bought my kicks. I move fast like a brand new car. I move fast like a shooting star. If I say we married, then goddamn we getting married. If you need it and I got it, you can have it, bitch, I'm sharing. If you crying, I'ma ask you why you crying, bitch, I'm caring. If you need me to look out for you, I'm posted and I'm staring. That should never have another boyfriend, I get jealous. Yeah, I'm all about spreading love, but I get crazy as a felon. I choose you, now you have to deal. But you're so cute, you can make me chill. I think you're cute.
Monstrous Monday for DJ E Monster. It's unbelievable. It's a monster.
I think you're cute. Oh, yes, I do. I think you're cute. Girl, we need to go out on a date. We can really do a little something. If it's cool, I'll pick you up at 8. We can really do a little something. Do a little something, little baby. Hey, 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 hey. Look in this pretty face, it drives me crazy.
Yeah. Monstrous Radio. Monstrous Monday. We live, y'all. We live, y'all. Some new Drum and Cardi B. Drum is also known as Big Baby Drum. I seen him in person. Performing, and I have to say, that dude's a weirdo. I know a lot of y'all are like, damn, that's how you feel, E-Monster? Yes, that's how I feel. He's a weirdo. And I love weirdos. It is what it is. It is, I mean, his face expressions, when he performed, his body language, everything just captivated my attention. I became a gigantic fan when he did all the songs that I knew. I just rocked with him like that was my first time hearing him, or like I wrote him my damn self. You dig? So if you ever get a chance to get out and see Big Baby Drum, he's definitely worth whatever you're going to pay to go see that man's performance. And you're going to say after his performance, he a weirdo. He different. I love that. I love that. For real. I love that. Oh, I should try to get an interview with him. You dig? Yeah. See what his first impression is when I say, you're a weirdo. He'll probably cuss me out. But anyway.
So, unless you explain what you mean by that.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, he probably cussed me out. Then when I explain what I mean, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I like that. I like that.
Right.
It is. So, seeing how his demeanor is, you know what I mean? Seeing how his demeanor is, I'm not trying to judge people, but he probably would be like, well, what do you mean by weirdo? He probably put me on the spot right mm-hmm. there. Well, what do you mean by weirdo, brother? It is. So what's some other things that we might need to talk about, or, you know, that might be going on coming up in the future that we want them to make it out to?
Well, we have a state fair, something that's, and it's supposed to be nice all week. I think the only day that it's supposed to rain, I want to say, is Wednesday. So we're talking 79s, 80s. So almost one of the first mild weathered fair time, because usually it's hot or it's rainy or there's really nothing. Like right now we're getting the in between, which is great. So I would say the state fair. That's all I can think of.
Right.
Football, I don't know. I don't think we're here, but, you know, the Vikings are back playing. Go watch a Vikings game, which is always great. The Lynx are still playing. Go check out a Lynx game. The Twins are still playing. Go check out a Twins game. I mean, we have so many sports going on. I think the Timberwolves are getting themselves together to start playing. So, fabulous sports time if you're – fabulous sports time.
Right. Yeah. I'm surprised we don't got no events coming up this week.
It is what it is, but we're going to make the best of it, you know. Maybe we'll pop out at some other people's events and maybe finally get to enjoy something. I don't know. We'll see what's going on. So if you got something going on, don't forget tomorrow is Takeover Tuesday, where we allow you, the caller, the listener, the author, the movie maker, photographer, designer, whatever it is you do, you can call in tomorrow, promote yourself on the air. We'll ask you a couple questions and get into what you do, and we won't send you a bill. That's right, and we won't send you a bill. That's why it's called Takeover Tuesday. Now, we may have some interviews tomorrow. I'm not for sure. SKG, she may be coming in tomorrow. She was on Death Row Records. She's going to talk about that. She made a book. She also had a documentary that actually we got invited to out in L.A., but we couldn't make it out there, Monstrous Radio. But also, we might be interviewing Richie Evans tomorrow night. Let's see, I might be able to get into one or two of their songs before I get up out of here. If nothing else, I'll definitely try to get into that Richie Evans. That's kind of smooth, real smooth. So we may have that tomorrow. Don't forget about Wet Wet Wednesday. You want to talk about Wet Wet Wednesday from a lady's perspective?
Ooh, it's just all wet, sexy, and nasty, and lovely. And you can express how you really feel, the sensual, insatiable intimacy that you see in relationships, that you see in the bed, that you see in your life, that you see with your mate, that you see within yourself.
Right, right. So, hey, so don't forget, you can call in whatever name you want to be. But what was Beyonce's name? Sasha. There was other superstars that had
Sasha.
Some other names.
So
there were some
Fierce.
Other ones that had some other. Yeah, Sasha Fierce. Ooh, I just like saying that. Sasha. Hold on, let me. Sasha Fierce. I'm just going to stop. Where's that? You can call it. A lot of macaroni noise, a lot of getting in your emotions that night. And then Thursday nights, we got Comic Cafe, Urban Therapy. Comic Cafe now. This is the only cafe, y'all. This is the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you all deserve. Comic Cafe, also known as Urban Therapy. Check in with us. We'll be your urban therapist. You got hood problems, or you got a problem, we're going to hood solve them. So, and then also Friday Night Live, we get you ready for the weekend, and we give away Zoe Gala tickets to the event that's coming up here September 29th at Privé Nightclub, downtown Minneapolis. So, all right, get your free tickets. Let's see, what else we got going? What other stuff we got going on coming up in the future? Like, we'll be in Macon, Georgia, September 17th. Big shout out to Jazzy B for helping to make all that stuff happen with Fashion in the Streets. Let's see, at the Red Sea, I believe it is the
September 10th.
Is it September 10th?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the day they're doing the artists. If you're in the Twin Cities, you can come to the Red Sea. We're doing a contest where you can win an opening slot for Zoe Dallas. It is $30, but guess what? You don't just pay the $30 and just only perform and you lose and you're just out and you don't get nothing. No, you still get a ticket to the event. That's right. Who else is doing that? Monsters Radio, we made sure that at least if you perform, you get a ticket to the event. So make sure you make it out to the Red Sea September 10th. If you are an artist and you're trying to perform, if not, if you're a fan, these Sunday nights, we've been juking them Sunday nights. I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. It's been juking Sunday night at the Red Sea, the night that we're there. Equating the Line Records, Baby Boo Number One Photos, Silent Flows, Monstrous Radio, and the Monstars. So on our Sunday night, that's the next night we're going to be there, September 10th. Make sure you come out and kick it with us. Get your pictures, get you a shirt, and all that other good stuff. So let's see. I don't think I got nothing else to promote. We can close to the end of the show. So I will try to play one of those guys' tracks, whether they show up tomorrow or not. I definitely still like their music. So, anything else you want to put out there? Any other vibrations you want to put in the air before we get up out of here?
Hey. Slow down, cars. Don't watch for kids. School has started. Shout out to all the teachers, principals, educators, workers, associate educators, everyone who is just making Minneapolis public schools make a do what a do for the students. Big shout out to the young man who was the Winter Henry and his life was cut short. My condolences to the family there. Henry, hi. Much love for you guys, and we're praying for you guys there. So, big ups. So, and please watch our babies while they're crossing the street, going in the street, all that. Don't cross. Don't try to pass the buses. Let them have their stop sign on, and just be very careful.
Right. And all right. So, hey, before I play this Richie Evans song featuring Jake and Papa called "Come and Talk to Me," I don't know why they sent me the clean version, but it is what it is. I just want to say out there, since you talked about to the adults watching out for the babies, I just want to say driving a car is a responsibility. If you have that responsibility to be able to drive to school, do not text and drive. I'm dead serious, monstrously. Do not text and drive. Wait till you get to school to answer, respond, or whatever you got to do. Have a designated texter in the car. You don't want to die over the silliness trying to respond to something that's really could have waited 2 or 3 more minutes, 10, 15 minutes at that, or even more. Do not text and drive. So, all right, on the way up on this, Richie Evans. He should be on the show tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune in. It's Takeover Tuesday. Huh? I don't know what to say. It's going to get monstrous tomorrow. Check us out, Monster US Radio.
When we in the shower, when we in the bed, get it on the counter, hear what I said. Come and vibe with your nigga, baby, my name's Rich. Just a brief introduction, who you fucking with. I'm cooler than a fan and sly as a fox. Have a couple shots of Aperol Spritz and get personal, HD virtual. When it comes to the sex, I'm surgical. Where you from, where you work, if you go to school. If you got a solid hustle, if you on the move. I'm trying to build, chef a meal. My cuddle buddy, Netflix and chill. Vibe with your nigga off this 42. And open your body and let a nigga through. Come and talk to me, yeah. When we in the shower, when we in the bed. Get it on the counter, heard what I said. Yeah, yeah. Airbnb, show her something different. 50,000 feet in the air and she lifted. Loving her energy, sexual chemistry. Moving from her chest to her breast like a centipede. Trying to make amends. So when I drop this dick, she know I'm more than a friend. I'm trying to build, chef a meal. My cuddle buddy, Netflix and chill. Vibe with your nigga off this 42. And open your body and let a nigga through. Come and talk to me, yeah.
You want to hear more? Tune in tomorrow. Takeover Tuesday with Richie Evans, a monster.